AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. A sweep by law enforcement in the small Adirondack town of Willsboro for two escaped killers has come up empty so far, but authorities say they'll keep an increased police presence in the area. Town Supervisor Sean Gilliland.
A citizen evidently called in the report of two suspicious persons walking down the road in the middle of the night in a driving rainstorm, and that prompted the police to respond.
David Sweat and Richard Matt cut through a steel wall and broke through bricks to escape from prison over the weekend. A brief court appearance in Chicago was the first time former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been seen in public since he was charged in a hush money case. Law professor Monu Betty expected Hastert to plead not guilty, which he did.
Hastert just got his attorney, so there's no point to plead guilty without a pretrial agreement in place. Otherwise, the defendant is at sort of the mercy of the court as to what the judge will impose.
The Cleveland Cavaliers lead the NBA playoffs 2-1 after last night's 96-91 win over Golden State. LeBron James says Cavs fans had a big impact on the team.
They were unbelievable from the start to the finish. And, you know, we fed off them. And we just tried to give it all back to them for 48 minutes.
Game four is Thursday in Cleveland. Another big sports story, a no-hitter in baseball. Rookie pitcher Chris Heston tossed it for the Giants, a 5-0 win over the Mets. First Lady Michelle Obama delivered the commencement address at Dr. Martin Luther King College Prep in Chicago, saying she understands the challenges the students have had to overcome.
I know the struggles many of you face, how you walk the long way home to avoid the gangs, how you fight to concentrate on your homework when there's too much noise at home.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama has thanked Catholics who helped convince Congress to pass his health care law.
The president told the Catholic Health Association,
"Without your moral force, we would not have succeeded."
The law remains unpopular with the public, but Obama maintained,
"They may not know that they've got a better deal now than they did, but they do."
While the legality of one of the law's key elements awaits a Supreme Court ruling, and many Catholic institutions are fighting the law's birth control mandate, Obama said he and Catholics have
a shared belief that every human being made in the image of God deserves to live in dignity.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Opening statement scheduled in the trial of a 20-year-old Oklahoma man accused of sexual misconduct with children at an orphanage in Kenya. Matthew Lane Durham has pleaded not guilty to 17 charges, including aggravated sexual abuse, while volunteering at a children's home in Nairobi. I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.